Well, definitely, it should change how we live life here on earth. In fact, we're directly told that in 2 Peter 3, the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, we need to look at this earth as a passing temporary time where what matters is how we live here and how we invest in eternity. And this is where he says, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming in keeping with his promise. We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Well, when you realize that you're going to live forever, if you know Jesus Christ, in a world that is the home of righteousness, then you want to get a head start on living the righteous life right here and now, because there's continuity between this life and the next. We will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not people who once were us, but we. When you answer for something you've done this life, I mean, that's continuity. Then he says, verse 14, 2 Peter 3, so then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Our reference point for the past is Eden. For the present, it's the redemptive work of Christ on our behalf, having a relationship with him, living each day, seeking to become more conformed to his image. You know, I don't have to spend all this money on myself. I can realize that I'm like God's FedEx guy. He's entrusted it to me to get it in the hands of others who are in need, who need to hear the gospel, who need to be fed and clothed. And I can do this knowing what awaits me in eternity. But if I don't have a clear picture of all that is ahead of me in eternity that is promised by God that I can invest in right now and I can experience eternal reward for, then I'll think, oh, I'll just grab onto this life right now. I got to make myself happy. I'm going to do whatever I think it takes to make me happy. But it's totally short-sighted if we don't see what awaits us for eternity.